to continue a little bit more on craving and clinging, you know, as forms of attachment, in the line that the best sign of higher attainment is a decrease in your attachment. Okay, so in the 12 links of dependent origination, normally craving comes after feeling and clinging comes after craving. The reason that feeling precedes craving is because we have a pleasant feeling, so we crave to have more of it, not be separated from it. We have an unpleasant feeling, and then we crave to be free of it. Okay, so that's just talking about in our daily life. So I wanted to mention that. I also wanted to mention a little bit about the translation terms. Everybody seems to agree that tanha, you know, the one that's described, that is translated as craving, can also be translated as thirst. That's the more literal translation. So you're thirsting for something. Yeah, craving, aren't you? You're thirsting. Yeah, so it has that literal translation, and then, you know. And then clinging, upadana, some people translate it as grasping. However, I think that's quite confusing, because we also have the grasping at true existence. Yeah, so in the Theravada, they translate it as upadana, as clinging. And I think that works better, because in the Tibetan, sometimes they'll translate upadana as grasping, and then they'll talk about the appropriated aggregates translating upadana as appropriated. Yeah, like the I appropriates the aggregates, the I takes the aggregates. Appropriate is kind of a neutral word in some way. It doesn't have a lot of intensity. The I appropriates the aggregates. If you use clinging, then it's the clung to aggregates, which to me really emphasizes exactly what we're doing. The clung to aggregates. We are stuck on these polluted aggregates and don't want to be separated from them. Yeah. So to me, being able to translate it as clung to has a lot more impact than just appropriated. So that's why I shifted over also, you know, how Buddha, the Theravadas usually translate that one. Anyway, that's just a little bit of an aside, because translation terms can make a difference. But at the time of death, craving and clinging arise very strongly in all beings who have not realized emptiness directly. So even on path of accumulation, path of preparation, craving and clinging arise at the time of death. So what are we craving and clinging for? Aggregates. Yeah? Aggregates, because aggregates form the basis, are the basis of designation of the self. Yeah, so without the aggregates, we are lost. So at the time of death, you know, the craving, I think at first we seem to crave for our present aggregates. We don't want to be separated from them. Our present identity, our wealth, our status, the people we care about, our body, you know. So there's very strong craving at the time of death. And when it becomes apparent that we're going to lose this set of aggregates, the craving shifts over to, well, I got to have the next set of aggregates. Okay. And then clinging is an increase of that craving. Yeah. So I need, you know, I want a body in mind, I want a body in mind, you know, intense kind of clinging to that. And those two together, the craving and the clinging, are what fertilize the karmic seed, or seeds, depends, you know, that are going to result, that are going to ripen and produce the next life. Okay? So one point at which the series of 12 links can be cut is between feeling and craving. In our daily life, we can cut the creation of polluted karma by just experiencing the feelings, but without craving to have more of the good ones or craving to be free of the unpleasant ones. Yeah. And at the time of death, we can cut cyclic existence at that point between feeling and craving by, you know, not craving the aggregates. Yeah, it's like time to go, bye-bye. Yeah, and aspiring, you know, for rebirth in the Pure Land or, you know, whatever it is. So it's really important at the time of death to lessen our craving and clinging, or to shift them towards something virtuous. Yeah, the danger happens at the time of death when all these different visions occur, is that the mind can crave and cling for something that is really bad, you know, and then we wind up in an unfortunate realm because a seed of negative karma has ripened. So it's quite important at that time to keep the mind virtuous, and when craving and clinging arise, direct them towards a precious human life, a rebirth in the Pure Land or whatever. Yeah. And then, of course, the ultimate thing is to realize emptiness directly, at which point the craving and clinging don't occur. Okay, so, yeah.
Is it that when you're training to redirect your mind, you have to count on the fact that they will occur?
Oh, yeah, the craving and clinging in us ordinary beings will definitely occur. Yes.
So learning to recognize, like with our core establishment of mindfulness, for example, if we can spend time really recognizing those feelings arising now,
That can help us, but also not just the feelings, because at craving and clinging at the death can arise just for the aggregates themselves, or for our identities, or whatever it is. Okay, so to really see the disadvantages of holding on to those things. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. The Aryas have feelings, but they don't crave the feelings.
So they have both the pleasant and unpleasant feelings?
The Arya Bodhisattvas, I don't think so. The Sotapannas, the stream enterers, and the once returners would have unpleasant feelings. But I think once you get to non-returner, then no, I don't think so. Yeah, but that's for the hearers and solitary realizers. Okay. Just a minute. We're talking about Aryas here. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Both. Anything in the sixth session Guru Yoga you dedicate for rebirth in Shambhala, in the King of Prayers, it's in Sukhavati, in, you know.
So my question is, just knowing my own mind, you know, if all of a sudden I discover I'm dying next week, I'm in a dilemma, like which one?
Yes, I know, that's the problem.
I don't want to have that dilemma.
Yeah.
So now when I'm healthy, should I pick one?
Yeah. Well, this has always been a dilemma I've had too, so I'm sharing it with you. Okay, because also they say when you die, try and meditate if you're doing transforming death, bardo, and rebirth into the path. Try and meditate on that when you're dying. But do you do that, or do you aspire for rebirth and Sukhavati? I was reading the teachings of one Geshe about the Pure Lands, and his recommendation was really put the mind on the Pure Land, you know, in the sense that really, unless we have very strong understanding of emptiness, you know, actually transforming death, bardo, and rebirth at the time of death is going to be extremely difficult. Yeah. So then, you know, this Geshe in particular, he favored the rebirth, you know, because he was just saying for us ordinary beings, it's a more protected situation, you know, where you don't create so much negative karma like you do here. On the other hand, if you're born with a precious human life, there's more opportunity to practice Tantra. Yeah, but are we really ready for it? So, you know, and one thing His Holiness doesn't like is when people, doesn't advocate, is all this attention on poa, 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 as if, you know, you can do what you want and then at the time of death practice poa and transfer your consciousness to the Pure Land. Because if you haven't created much good karma, you know, that's not going to happen. And having other people do poa, unless they have strong realizations, is not going to do much good. Yeah?
Would you advise to pray for Amitabha? Because go to the Amitabha Pure Land is the easier one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, so Amitabha Pure Land is one that it's very easy to go to because you don't have to be an Arya. And Akshobhya's Pure Land also is recommended. You don't have to be an Arya for that one either. So those two are the primary ones. Amitabha happens to be really popular. It's kind of like Cancun, you know? So, yeah, everybody knows about it. Everybody wants to go there, but no hurricanes. Okay. Yeah, but Rinpoche's advice is very good. You know, to make that a daily thing and. You know, dedicate for that daily.